From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
It is Friday night, last show of the week on Sports Talk with Jock. So you know what that means. A little Friday fun time with the people sportscaster Derek Bidwell from Global Saskatoon. Mr. Bidwell, how in the heck are you, my friend?
I'm good, pal. It's another week, but it seems like it's like, I think somebody mentioned something, maybe it was yesterday, the day before. They're like, I didn't know that April had 45 days or 65 days or something like that. Like, it just seems like time is standing still.
Snail's pace.
Things are, but
yeah, I agree.
Snail's pace is right, but yeah.
But you know what's fun? You know what's fun?
Through.
This hour is fun. Because now we're gonna go a whole hour. We started back on March the 27th, and we did a hit, and then we had such great response to it. We said, okay, we got to make this a weekly feature. So we've done it every week, and last week was a little bit different because we did it on Thursday night because of the Friday, Good Friday, and now we've decided, hey, we've had such great response, we're gonna go a whole hour. Do you think we can handle a whole hour?
This is what I posted on. I posted on Facebook earlier today. Say, tune in for an hour and see if Jock and I can make up enough stories, tell enough lies, and keep it on the rails for an hour. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we'll give it a shot anyway for sure.
Well, it's Jock Bidzy and special guests. Hey, we've got a special guest lined up for 7:30 tonight, so it's not just going to be Jock and Bidzy, which is good. We got should I tease who the guest is going to be?
Sure,
he's a former television personality on City TV. Did he work with you at A Channel 2?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did. He worked. He worked there just for a little while. I think he just joined it. I could be wrong, but I think he just joined when it switched from A Channel to City TV.
And he's not Dar.
And it's not Dar McBool. That's going to be disappointing for the listeners because everybody loves Dar McBool. No, not Dar McBool, and not Rob Gibson.
Okay, that's right. Okay,
and not Ken Reed.
Okay.
And
you are narrowing it down.
The people I worked with.
You're narrowing it down. You know, it's funny how some guys get all the luck, eh? Like Joe Buck. I get it. He's a high profile play by play guy. Would you turn down $1 million from a porn site to do a live call, Bidzy? I wouldn't. I would not turn it.
No, I don't think so. Because you just quit your job.
Exactly. One and done.
Do that. Sorry, man. I don't know the Joe Buck story. Like, I'm just hearing it now from you.
You don't know the Joe Buck story? Well, this was funny.
No, but I got the gist of it in what you said there.
So Joe Buck got offered $1 million from a
legendary sportscaster,
Fox play-by-play guy. And I know play-by-play guys are hurting right now because there's not a lot to call. So he gets offered $1 million from this porn site to do a live call. And Joe Buck has a great sense of humor. I'll give him credit because he says, well, I just became the first sports announcer to ever reject a seven-figure offer from a porn site, but he says, hey, depending on the site, they could just be handing some of my money back to me.
That is a good sense of humor.
That is
Joe.
A good sense of humor, but
oh, good for him.
Yes.
Yeah, see, Joe makes over $1 million anyway a year.
Exactly.
We're probably well over that. So Joe can turn that down. It's not a life changer for him. He's got such a reputation, he can't do that because then he can't go back to his job and all that other stuff. But for you and I,
we're in,
man. I mean, that we're retiring after that anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So,
you are for sure.
Well, for sure.
I may need.
You're a little younger.
Yeah, I may need to. But that's a hell of a way to go out, though,
isn't it?
That's. I mean, your legacy is a little. You just have to have a conversation. You would just have to have a conversation with Sherry and the kids, Jocko, and then just say, hey, you know what? you dangle a new car in front of them or something like that, I'm sure they'd be fine with
it. Well, it sort of gets to the first topic of the night here on Friday Fun Time, because I got thinking, I'm going, okay, so we've all been in isolation. We've all been doing the right things. We've all been staying home, not going out, social distancing, all that other kind of good stuff. So I guess the question that I have tonight is, so what have you been doing? Anything strange or anything different in self-isolation? And I'll tease this because I put it out on Twitter earlier today. I never grow facial hair. I don't like facial hair, but I am actually growing a COVID beard. And my wife hates it. She thinks it's very, very, very unkissable. So I'm unkissable right now, but I'm not shaving this thing off until sports return. So that's my one strange behavior that I have going.
Oh, my word. Oh, yes. You could look like ZZ Top by the time this thing's done.
Well,
I
put a picture on Twitter, and I did tag you on it, so you will see it on Twitter if you go on Twitter. So I must do that. And I'll be honest, my wife did ask me before I left home today to come to the station. She said, well, you better ask Bidzy about doing the front rollovers on the bed with the kids.
Oh, yeah. So I posted that. That was from Sean Cable and his little daughter Kingston, and that was about. Well, that was pre-COVID, of course. It was my last visit to Calgary, and she came back from daycare, and I asked her what she did at daycare, and she said we were doing cheese rolls. The cheese rolls. And I was like, what's the cheese? I was thinking a cheese roll was like a cheese bun or something like that. I don't know, something you eat, but a cheese roll is what she was calling a somersault.
My wife called it a front rollover.
Oh, a front rollover? I don't know. I mean, that sounds more gymnastic. Like, it sounds more a little more athletic than a somersault. Somersault is just, that's kind of the
Let's stick with the cheese roll. I think that's better.
Okay. Yeah, cheese roll. Yeah, so we were doing cheese rolls and we were just doing cheese rolls on a mattress because I didn't want to hurt myself or her, but I was worried about me pulling something. And anyway, that's the video she's talking about. So yeah, cheese rolls during COVID, why not?
Okay. So you're not doing anything else strange or different or?
You know what? The only other thing,
taking up any hobbies?
I was thinking about this. No, but I should though. Like I was thinking, I was thinking there's something that I should be doing during this COVID-19 pandemic. Like there's got to be something that that I should be doing that down the road. Why didn't I get that done, or why didn't I do that when I had the chance? Like, why didn't I learn another language or something like that? Or why didn't I do something that you just say to yourself that you don't have the time to do, but you would like to do. I know I haven't got there yet, or I haven't got motivated enough to do it. But the only thing that I've been doing that is different now, and this is something that's fairly common, I guess, but, talking with friends and other couples, so the lovely Andrea, my gal, as you like to call her, of course, her and I will sometimes now, like we're doing a lot of FaceTime board games with other couples.
Okay.
So, and this is not something I was really into before, but...
What's your favorite board game?
Well, we've been doing Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, that's a good one.
So yeah, getting into the trivia stuff. Before I never really got into that too much because, like, let's be honest, all the questions are way too hard.
Except for the sports questions. The sports questions I can.
Yeah, unless you land on orange, it's game over, right? So we got this other edition of Trivial Pursuit, and I don't know if the other listeners have heard of this one because the original one is the one that we got that as kids. And we played that around the kitchen table. And my older sister, very smart, has her master's degree. And then you got my father, who's very well read, and he was really good at it. And then there's me and my mom and my younger sister, and everybody's a little swifter than me, I guess. Except for the sports questions, I seem to be able to get those ones. So that original Trivial Pursuit is too hard. So we have a Trivial Pursuit 25th anniversary edition. So what this is in the original Trivial Pursuit, each card has a question from a different category, right?
Okay.
Well, but in this game, the 25th anniversary edition, there's a box of cards for each category. And you, depending on what you roll, that will be how difficult the question will be. So each card, you know, you got your geography, you got your art and leisure, you got your sport and recreation, you got your entertainment, you got your history. They're all in individual card boxes. And then on each card, there's a question. There's six questions. And depending what you roll, that's the level of difficulty the question will be. So if you roll a six, you get to travel six spaces. But the question is going to be really hard.
Really hard. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you roll like a one, and this was actually a question for sport and leisure, was what color is a basketball? So I nailed that one. Nailed it right off the hop.
You didn't say black. You didn't say black.
Yeah, not the stripes. No, not the stripes. No, the dominant color. Yeah.
Oh,
so I said
okay.
Orange. Yeah, got it. Orange, got it. And anyway. So what we did is we started playing this Trivial Pursuit game, but we found that the questions were still too hard once we got into the four, five, and sixes. So what we did now is we adapted, and we do this with other couples now. We play with other couples. We roll the dice. We move them around. We ask them the questions. We hold the card up to the phone. They ask us the question. We try not to look on the back and be honest about it for the answer. Anyway, so what we decided, if you roll a 1, 2, or 3, that's a 1 question. If you roll a 4, 5, or 6, that's a 2 question. We don't even bother with any other questions beyond 1s or 2s.
You just make it an easier game, but very smart, very intelligent. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, there's no way it would take forever for us to play.
Do you turn it into a drinking game? Like, if you get it wrong, you have to take a drink?
Well, no, but you could do that. But usually we're having glasses of wine or whatever, because we're with other couples too on FaceTime, you know, playing this game. So we've really gotten into the trivia, and that's the one thing that's different thus far for COVID-19. And you know what? I do have to say, I feel just a titch smarter these days.
Titch smarter. Okay, good for you.
Not a lot, but anyway, what about you?
Well, the beard. Just the beard is all I'm doing differently. You know, at home playing lots of crib with my lovely daughter and my wife. And other than that, no, it's one of those things. I'm a boring dude.
You're playing crib and growing a beard.
Growing facial hair.
So you're like 75 now all of a sudden. Is the beard matching the hair on your head? Like, is it red? Are you like full leprechaun now?
No, I'm kind of old looking now because it comes in a little gray.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why my wife doesn't like it. That's why my daughter doesn't like it. Very unkissable. I know.
You sound a little down.
I'm a little down about it, yes. But I'm sticking to my guns here, man. It's not coming off until sports returns.
You're an older leprechaun. Older leprechauns always stick to their guns.
And you know what?
Attaboy.
You know, social distancing. Not supposed to be doing a lot of kissing anyway.
That's right. That's right. You're just being responsible. You're a responsible
Exactly.
Citizen.
Hey, we got to take a break. He's the People's Sportscaster, Derek Bidwell, from Global Saskatoon. We call it the Friday Funtime Show. We just throw out some topics. We have some fun. If you want to weigh in, we'd rather take your texts on the show tonight, 403-974-8255. That's the text number. You can give me a follow on Twitter at SportsOn770. Actually, my picture of my beard, COVID beard, is on Twitter. You can check that out. My email address, jock@770chqr.com. More with Derek Bidwell when we come back. This is the home of the Calgary Stampeders, Global News Radio, 770CHQR. Speaking of that text line, just got a text from Jory, and Jory says, my new Friday routine, boys. Friday fun time with Jock and Bidzy. So we got a little cult following happening here, Bidzy.
Very, very cult. Very cult-like. Yes, I would say that's the deal, yes. Yeah, you know what? Why not? People need, if we can help them, during this time, everything is so new, right? And you often hear people say something like, There's not a blueprint for this. There's not a plan that you can go by where things are changing so fast and every day is so different from the day before and in a lot of different ways. And anyway, if we can provide some routine for the listeners during this time of, you know, where routines are thrown out the window, hey, you know what? That's a good thing. And they can sit at home after they've had a nice meal with the family. Maybe they, mom and dad can... or just the fellas are sitting around or whatever, they can listen to the show and have themselves a cold beverage and sit back and enjoy and have a laugh or two.
Okay, speaking of a laugh or two, here's the next topic for Jock and Bidzy to discuss tonight. If you could go back in time to an event in your life and do it differently. What would that be, Bidzy? You go first.
Okay, because we're going to be getting to our guests here pretty soon at the bottom of the hour. This was something that I was going to bring up that was also on the topic of something that was very embarrassing. We were talking about maybe having some. So this would maybe be embarrassing.
Okay.
And something I would probably want to redo because they kind of go hand in hand, right? A lot of times when you do something really embarrassing, you'd want to redo that or change that because it was obviously really embarrassing. So for me, although this is a funny story now, but at the time, real embarrassed. So when I was going to State in Calgary taking journalism, one of the projects we had to do was, they were trying to get you to open up more and be a better public speaker and not be so nervous in front of people and kind of work on that, right? So in this
I can't imagine
class,
that'd be a problem for Derek Bidwell.
Well, sometimes, hey, State taught me well. So anyway, I went there and this one particular day went to the class. I knew this was coming up. And what we had to do, I didn't know how the format and how they're going to get us to do this. So we all go into theater at State and everybody, it's a theater style where everybody's kind of up at an angle in front of you, starting at the bottom and working way up to the top rows. And anyway, I'm in there with my class. And what we had to do is we had to grab an article from a magazine, and we had a full-page article, and we had to come up to the front of the class, and we had to speak about it for 2 minutes. We just had to talk about this article or talk about this product or talk about the scene or the ad or what was going on there. We just had to speak about this picture, essentially. So I opened up a magazine, and I found a product that was a full-page ad for this product. So it was KY Jelly. So I ripped that out. And for those who don't know, like me at the time, that it's like a lubricant. Anyway.
What's a lubricant like, for? I'm just
it's
kidding.
For, it's for, yeah, it's for when people wrestle.
Okay.
So anyway, when they're wrestling. So anyway, it's a lubricant. And I thought it was, I wasn't very educated in this or something. I didn't take sex ed or anything like that in school. I don't know. But they didn't have it in the curriculum in Saskatoon, I guess. Anyway, I thought it was lotion. So I thought it was lotion. So I started talking about this KY jelly. And then so I said, KY jelly. I thought it was lotion once again. So I started talking about it, saying, KY jelly, it's great to rub all over your body. What you want to do is you want to get a whole bunch on your hands, and then you want to rub it on your face, and especially if you have dry skin, and it's really good for that, and moisturizing your skin. And another good thing about KY jelly is that if you have a sunburn, you want to make sure you rub it all over your sunburn. Anyway, the girls in the class are dying laughing. My instructor's he's not looking super pumped. I think maybe down the road when he went home and his wife asked him how his day was teaching, he probably had a good laugh about it. But at the time, he looked a little bit annoyed. Anyway, after, and all the girls, because my class was almost all girls, and just a few guys in it. Anyway, they were like after the class going, oh, Derek, that was ballsy. That took some guts. I can't believe you talked about KY jelly like that. Like, oh, my God, you rub it all over your face? And what do you, oh, my God. And I was like, what? Why? Like, why would that be a problem? You should rub it on your face and stuff. Like, shouldn't, why would you not? And they go, what do you think KY jelly is? And I was like, it's lotion. I don't know, just like Superderm or something like that. It's lotion. They're like, no, it's lubricant. And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, my God. And then I thought about the instructor, and anyway, I got a really bad mark in that class. It's pretty embarrassing. Makes for a good story now, but that's something I would probably do over. I don't think I would have done it that way.
I tell you what, I think you should get that $1 million job from the porn site.
Joe Buck, if they're listening right now, yeah, they don't need Joe Buck.
No.
Just get the people sportscast to get Derek Biddle on there. I'll talk about KY jelly. It's good for sunburns. It's good for every. Yeah.
That is too funny.
I guess I knew what it was.
I'm going to have to share my story, but we don't have time because we've got to take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour, and then we got
mine
a special guest.
Mine took a little long.
Well, that's okay. We got a whole hour tonight on Friday Fun Time. It's all good. Special guest right around the corner joining Derek Bidwell and myself. This is Sports Talk with Jock. This is 770 CHQR. Well, it is Friday night on Sports Talk with Jock, and because it's the last show of the week, we like to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of levity on this program on Friday night, so we call it Friday Fun Time with the People's Sportscaster, the one and only Derek Bidwell from Global Saskatoon. And Bidzy, I'm going to leave it to you. This is your show right now. Will you please introduce our first guest, our first ever guest on Friday Fun Time? Okay.
I'll do it like a wrestler. From parts unknown, weight unknown, like the missing link, this wrestler used to come in. He is Ron Burgundy, the real-life Ron Burgundy. He is, formerly with City TV, the man in the burgundy suit. He is Ted Henley, the People's Newscaster.
Hello.
How are you, Ted?
I am well. How are you guys? It's Friday Fun Night or something, so I figured I might as well jump in and get carried away.
Well,
I know that we probably interrupted Friday Scotch time too. So like Ron Burgundy would do. So you're gonna have to wait till 8 o'clock Scotch time start.
Fair enough. Sounds good.
So Ted, what was Bidzy like as a colleague when you were together?
Oh, really hard to work with.
Yeah,
no,
he was. He was. I get it.
Yeah.
I had to work with him, too.
Very slim. Very slim upstairs.
Jock, I don't know if you were ever in the old A-Channel studios, but...
You and Derek never invited me.
No, okay, well, you know, I'm apologizing up front for that. But the old A-Channel studios, it was like a wide-open concept, but they kept the news guys separate from the sports guys. And now, after all these years, I've gotten to know Derek very well, and now I know why.
You guys did social distancing before social distancing was cool.
was the thing. We started that. I tell you where we didn't do social distancing, and that was the establishments across the street from where A-Channel/City TV was. Because back in the day, when Ted and I were there together, working there together at the same time, right across the street was Kaylee's in the rooftop patio, and then Cowboys too.
Oh.
So that was always, we had to walk past them all the time to go to the parking lot on the other side where Ted's car was. Ted was giving me a ride home. He had a parking spot. I didn't. So sometimes we got sidetracked and got forced in there by management.
I like to think that we were just supporting the local establishments.
That's the way
I like to look at it.
Yeah.
We were just kind of trying to do our part, right? And it was like right out the back door of the old A-Channel, now City TV studios, was, Kaylee's and Cowboys in one block, and it was that block in between us and home, and we really got sidetracked often.
I can imagine, you know, Kaylee's.
Yeah.
Cowboys. I'm sorry, we're going to get off track here. So Ted, when you're working on breakfast television,
yes.
I got to ask you, you probably had some really good guests. You probably had some really questionable guests, for lack of a better word. Tell me about some of your best. Tell me about some of your worst.
Okay, sure. I have a long list of the best, because I think like the producers, they were amazing at lining up really, really fantastic people for the show. Like, big hats off to the producers of the show, because they did a fantastic job. But we did have the occasional dud and the occasional hiccup, if you will,
in
the kind of lineup of things. And you know what? I was going over some old pictures and notes today before coming on right now, and it always kind of wrapped around comedians. Comedians were always kind of wild cards. Sometimes they had, flown all night, come straight from the airport, and then on TV at 7 a.m., which to them is the middle of the night, or they were out all night the night before and that type of thing, or they were just really, really odd human beings. So comedians, and there's a whole list of them, but some that stand out for me, Derek, you actually mentioned this, I think it was a couple weeks ago, Norm Macdonald. Fantastic guy to chat with, but he, I think, had clearly been out the evening before, because
I think he stopped at our. He must have did our shows at the same time because I was working.
Yeah.
On CTV Morning Live. Sorry to interrupt, Eddie. This is a quick interlude. I was working CTV Morning Live at the time, though, and Norm came in, and I was working with Aisling, and Aisling was going to do the interview with him. And Aisling, like, went over and talked to him, you know, kind of debriefed him. Hey, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about that. Okay, I'll come back here in about 5 minutes, and then I'll sit down. And we'll do this segment. And she was like, I'm pretty sure Norm's Rocco. Like, I'm pretty sure that Norm doesn't know whether it's Tuesday or Moose Jaw right now. So he was one for sure. I think he, I don't even think like he went out the night before. I think he was still going out. like he was still in the middle of one. Yeah.
Something,
sure.
Right? Something. Another guy that was really unusual in the morning was like Chris Kattan, you know, from Saturday Night Live and Night of the Roxbury. Yeah, he was a little bit interesting to chat with. But on the flip side, comedians were also good wild cards, as in you never knew when they were going to go off. And a lot of them would go off on like the tiniest things. A guy that really stands out for me, you know, Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
He was outstanding because he was in town shooting a show called Young Drunk Punk. So he came on our show to kind of promote that and to talk about, you know, what he was up to, you know, comedy wise and all those things. And I'm just looking at my list here. We had Bruce McCullough, Kevin McDonald, Mark McKinney, and Scott Thompson, all from the Kids in the Hall on the show over the years. We just didn't have Dave Foley. And they were all good. They were all good Canadian guys who kind of came through for us in the morning, which was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Now, what about ones that were like a massive disappointment? Like, you know, sometimes you hear people say, you don't want to meet your heroes because they'll just disappoint you. Like, was there one where you thought that this guy or she was a real dud? Not that they didn't deliver, but just that they were boring.
Some of the old hockey players, unfortunately, were a little, like when they were kind of making the rounds doing their book tours, you know, they would come on the show and they would kind of be a little kind of, not as animated as you were hoping.
Give them a drink. If you would have got them lit, they would have been fine.
I know, right?
You should have got them on the Norm MacDonald program.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. On the flip side, though, like we did have some athletes that were really a lot of fun. A lot of the Olympians coming on the show were really good. Haley Wickenheiser, she's awesome. Joe Carter came on the show, and that was like a real highlight for me when we chatted with Joe. Joe was on the show, and all we did was talk about the World Series. And I happened to be living in Toronto when the Jays won those World Series. And Joe hit that infamous home run, you know, in the bottom of the ninth type thing to win it for the Jays. And that was a real thrill for me having Joe on the show. And we had a whole bunch of Star Wars people on the show. We had like the Lando Calrissian, you know, Billy Dee Williams was on the show. Anthony Daniels, who was C-3PO. Chewbacca was on the show. It was pretty cool that way. Another highlight for me, which was a bit of a surprise, that we chatted with over the, it was Al Waxman. You know Al Waxman, the King of Kensington?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and funny story about Al Waxman is, okay, this is really kind of odd, but so my grandfather, whom I'm named after, his name is Ted Henley and I'm Ted Henley. My grandfather was an actor over the years, many, many years ago, and he acted with Al Waxman in a whole bunch of radio theater shows. And so Al came on the show, and Al had forgotten because obviously it was many, many years ago, and I told him that I was, you know, Ted Henley's grandson, and a light bulb went off, and he was just the most warm-hearted guy ever after that, which was a lot of fun. That really kind of was a really touching moment for me.
Okay, so you guys are both in television. I'm in radio, and some embarrassing things happen when you're doing live television
now
or live radio.
For radio now, you got
radio now, Jocko. And so, well, here I'll tell you what happened to me. So I was hosting the Calgary Flames broadcast, and Mike Rogers, former New York Ranger, was my color guy, basically, back at the radio station. And during the intermission, this was way back in the day when, you know, not every single game was on television or anything like that. So back in the 90s. And it was funny because Denny Potvin from the New York Islanders, who was a color commentator, he was joining Peter Marr in the broadcast booth, and he was going to be our guest during the intermission. And we had no idea at the time that Dennis had his headsets on, listening to every word that Mike Rogers and I were saying. And, of course, we weren't on the air, but Dennis could hear everything. And being a former New York Ranger, Mike Rogers was talking about the rivalry with the Islanders and how the Ranger fans would get all over Dennis Potvin and just throw out these verbal barbs. I'm not even going to tell you what we said because it was pretty nasty stuff. And sure enough, Dennis listened to this whole conversation that Mike and I were having. And then, believe it or not, he didn't just put his headset down and walk off, because he probably should have. He actually came on and did the entire interview, and we were so embarrassed. And it was one of those things. Peter Marr said afterwards, he said, "Do you guys know that he could hear every word you were saying?" So that's embarrassing stuff. So that happened to me. Ted, you go first. Anything embarrassing happened to you on live television?
Many things have happened to me over the years. Everything simply from like technical stuff where you're popped up on camera and you're maybe scratching something that you shouldn't be scratching on camera and it gets caught on camera. Or I remember, Busy, you're in Saskatoon, and I used to work for the CTV station in Saskatoon called CFQC. This was many years ago. And I was doing the weekend, I think it was the 11 o'clock news or the 11:30 news. And so it's just me and a sports guy, real skeleton staff. And there's a director in the control booth, of course. And I'm sitting there doing the news, and this light at the back of the studio falls and boom, explodes in the back of the studio. And it's like a big flash of like sparks and stuff. And I look at the sports guy. The sports guy looks at me and we go, "We have to go to commercial. We'll be back maybe after this." And we had to take a break. So that's probably the big highlight for me, embarrassment-wise, was having to throw to commercial, throwing everyone off because something was exploding in the studio behind.
Oh, that's crazy stuff. Bidzy, okay, I'm sure you've had some embarrassing things happen to you on air.
Well, on the air, really not so much. Like, I mean, just besides, like, sneezing or something like that. Or, like, I agree with Ted, too, sometimes you forget that your microphone's on and you start lambasting or blasting the producer or the director or something like that, saying how much of a Fonzie is or something like that, and then they of course can hear you. But Ted, I was going to ask you, like, you've mentioned something that, you know, happened like on the air, but have you ever done, I was talking about this a little bit before, this was my embarrassing thing, have you ever during your time, and you do a lot of emceeing and public speaking and stuff, have you ever done a presentation to a large group of people on KY jelly being a lotion?
I have not done that.
Yeah.
No.
Me neither. But I heard about a guy that did, and he is slim.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's working in Saskatoon. No, oh, that was a cheap shot.
A friend of mine that I know did that, and that was really embarrassing. That guy.
I want to know
really
who
the first.
Who was it? Can you say?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, and I'll tell you later. His name, it rhymes with Bar Babool.
Oh, okay.
Throw Dara under the bus. There you go.
Well, I tell you what, Ted, this has been, what in the heck, you know, I believe you were laid off back in November, so yeah. What in the heck are you up to these days?
Well, I'm living life without wearing TV makeup every day.
That's
I can
good
tell
thing.
You that. Yeah, and I
four pants.
I only shave once a week, which was a lot of fun. You know, Jock, like contract obligations, of course, kind of, you know, stop us from going back on TV or radio right away. So that was in effect for me up until actually just a few days ago. So this is quite timely what we're doing right now. And so during that time, I went back to school. I was at Mount Royal University before the whole kind of COVID changes with education and that type of thing. And I did a program there to kind of get some new skills and that type of thing. I'm not ruling out media. I mean, if I get offered a big job, of course, I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. But I'm also kind of tooling myself to be able to work outside of media if I have to go that way once the world rights itself again after what we're going through right now. Yeah.
Jocko, do you want to ask Ted if he wants to do that that job that they offered Joe Buck?
did you hear about that, Ted?
No.
So Joe Buck, you know, the play-by-play guys are a little hard up right now. There's not a lot of live sports to call, right?
Yeah,
so he got offered $1 million today from a porn site to do a live call.
Oh, Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he turned. Okay,
he turned it down.
Really?
Yeah, he turned it down. So he became the first.
Ted wants to do it.
Ted, what? Well, Bidzi and I want to do it.
$1 million.
Oh yeah, it's your swan song, man. After that, who cares?
But Joe,
I'm out of here. Yeah, tip your waitress on the way out. See you next week. I'm out of here. That's it.
But Joe had a great line, Ted. He said, depending on the site, they could just be handing some of my money back to me. So,
there you go. Good for Joe. Good for Joe. He's always quick, that guy.
He's a pro. He is definitely a pro.
I can tell you most recently, too, Jock, that I'd like the parent. I have a 5-year-old little boy.
Okay.
And he's in kindergarten. So I'm trying to do my best job as a teacher right now, to be honest with you. I'll tell you what we did today. We practiced counting to 20, which was good. Success.
Okay.
We made mac and cheese for lunch, which was
always good.
Yeah, we played lots of games of mini stick hockey in the basement today.
Okay,
which is good. And apparently, I'm not that good at mini stick hockey. And the highlight of the day was my son drawing volcanoes for me, but volcanoes with lasers coming out of them. That's what I was up to today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys
high tech volcanoes?
Did you guys happen to follow Rex Chapman on Twitter?
No, what's Rex? No,
you should. You know, Rex is a former college basketball player, and he's had some issues. But he's now like a social media guru, and he tweets out all these great videos. And so he tweeted out this video of this 1-year-old kid. He was one, still in diapers, you know, with the bat. And his dad threw him an overhand throw, and the kid just whapped it right out of the ball, like it was like unbelievable. Really? This is a 1-year-old kid just yarding it. It was crazy. So anyway,
wow.
you got to follow Rex Chapman. If you want a good laugh and some good videos, he's a pretty good follow.
You know what that reminds me of? You know, there could be like a big school that like offers that kid a scholarship right now. You know, he has to sign a letter to a
letter of intent. To get, yeah.
Well, because and I'll tell you this really quickly, because a long time ago, I remember reading a story about it. There was this kid in Louisiana. And his dad was like something like, I don't know, 6'8" or 6'9", excuse me, and about 350 pounds. His mom was quite tall, too. She was about 6'2", 6'3", and she was a big woman, too. And so anyway, when their first son was born, he was huge. He was like 13 and a half pounds or something like that. So they got him, Louisiana, LSU, got him to sign a letter of intent when he was like 2, when they found out about this.
I don't even think that's legal.
I don't know, something like where they promised that they would, the family would entertain or give them first rate of refusal to have an offer as good as any other school. Anyway, the kid turned out to be a monster, and he ended up playing offensive line for the LSU Tigers.
Sheepers, there you go.
Really? There you go. This could be the next pro. Help me out with a home run, a big home run hitter, Judge from the Yankees.
There you go.
Okay,
he could be the next kid.
Since we're doing shout outs to LSU, Shaquille O'Neal, of course, was a big basketball player for the Tigers. His son just transferred to LSU, and his daughter just transferred to LSU. So all in the family, baby. It's all good.
Wow.
That's cool.
And now LSU is going to be heading up Shaq for a big donation so he can put his name on some type of auditorium or something like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because my daughter, of course, went to LSU last year. And 2 years ago when she was a freshman, she got to know some of the football players. And she was doing some tutoring with one football player. And his name was Thaddeus Moss. And she had no idea who Thaddeus Moss was. And so she was telling me the story. And I said, "Do you know who his dad is?" And she goes, "No." And so I had to give her
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is Thaddeus' dad. So she had no idea, but now she's one of the biggest football fans ever because the Tigers won the championship. Anyway, on that note, Ted, we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for spending some time with us tonight.
Any time, guys. Stay safe. And you know what? Keep your distance from Bidwell.
Yeah, that's very, very smart.
That's
very smart
COVID-19
advice.
COVID-19 or just in general, that's good advice. Go enjoy a scotch, Teddy.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Take care, Ted. Bidzi, you stick around because we got to take our final time out. We're not going to have a lot of time to wrap things up. This is Sports Talk with Jock. We've only got about a minute left. Holy cow, that went quick, Bidzi, didn't it?
That goes by fast, man. That's why we have to be on for an hour, man. Half an hour is not enough time.
You know, I asked you the question earlier, and we got the KY jelly story about if you go back in time for an event in your life and do it differently, what would it be? I guess, and I'll keep it short. But remember my cheerleader wife, my first wife.
That
might have been a do-over for me.
And I'll
say this: my mom, she nailed it, because I remember when I went back to the farm back in Pooh's Koopi, and I was telling Mom, I said, Mom, I went for a walk on the farm with her, and I said, Mom, I'm going to get married. And she goes, and I still remember this to the day. She says, Jock, love you. I'll support you. But you're making a freaking mistake.
Oh, wow. Nothing like the unconditional love of a mother. Hey, but you know what? Oh, she was right.
She was right. Hey, my mom nailed it. My mom nailed that one.
Oh. You probably, when she was saying that, that's when you, like, when a parent can say, when they start off with that, I will love you and support you, and you're just getting ready for the butt.
Yeah,
I don't know how many nice things you're going to say before the butt part.
We got to end it there, man. You have a great night, have a great weekend, and have fun. Stay safe.
Take care, pal. Be safe, and we'll do it again next week. It was lots of fun. Thanks a lot, Jocko.
He's Derek Bidwell. I'm Jock Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe, stay healthy, and this is Sports Talk with Jock.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.